So I worked quite a bit on this as well. So what was happening is the recording was showing that it's connected, but we were not getting any recording. Someone would join as well, like the bot would join, but we would not get the actual recording file. So I made a lot of changes to make sure that it's fail safe. I also got to learn that so what it's doing is like whenever we start a call, it spins up a version of Chrome in the environment without actually it, because this is a server, it doesn't actually have a monitor, so it spins up a virtual monitor, puts Chrome on it, joins the meeting from that, and records whatever is being played on the screen. So what was happening is htop. So htop is to check the like these are all the CPUs, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 CPUs, and then this is the total memory. So what was happening is the recording was taking a lot of processing because all the video recording happens on the GPU devices, but this is not a GPU server. This is a CPU only server. So when GPU is not available, it has to use CPU to emulate the video processing stuff. And when it's using CPU, then the CPU utilization becomes very very big. So if we check the memory, oh, right now it's actually it's like it will be all of this combined, I think. Nice plus. I remember there was a way to combine it together, but what is happening currently is like the Chrome and the okay, let me just actually check because oh, are you able to see the screen? No, you're not able to see the screen.
What I'm seeing currently is the bit recorder.
Okay, yeah, now you should be able to see the screen. So what I did is I logged into the host to the server. I have a password whenever you need to log in or anyone needs to log in, they'll get passwords on the fly. Now I'm logged in, and then I gave htop command. Htop is for looking at the details about the CPU. So these are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 CPUs, and then this is the memory. So 23 gigabytes of RAM. Out of that, we are using 4 gigabytes of RAM, which is not too bad. So this server is hosting the automation N810. It is hosting the outline. It's hosting plane. It's hosting the KeyMy time tracker as well. And right now, it's also processing the recording. So I just wanted to check how to. Chat. Did you know that you can actually just paste images into the chat window and then the images will get
I'm using it. So I think you implemented it a month ago already.
Right, yeah.
And it's more helpful because when I just screenshot something and just paste
Yeah,
it
you can just paste
easily.
it in there. Yeah, it's very helpful for me. But what I would like to do is to add some kind of effects to show that something is happening, something like that, so that because sometimes if I add another image, it will just change without much happening there. Someone can miss it that okay, what happened? All right. So how to see the processes as a single instead of so many rows. I could have used GPT-5, it would have been faster. So like whenever I'm working like this, I also want to keep like recording these, or recording, like noting these kind of tips and tricks that we can share with our customer for their education. Parent, child, okay. Shift plus H. Shift plus H, I like that. And then we can also put that into our social media outreach. We can like, did you know kind of quick feature summary and how to use it. Okay. So now that, oh wow, why is it so less? Oh, okay, now it's increasing. So CPU percentage, as you can see, that it's reaching 100% with just single screen recording. I was trying to have multiple meeting recordings at once, but as we can see that it becomes CPU intensive, yeah, process intensive. And then there's another thread. So this one is, sorry, this